Welcome to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. The main goal of the project is to improve the reading skills and performances of grades 1 to 3 students in 450 primary schools. Joining us for today's program is Antoinette Lewis, the recipient of the Most Effective Reading Coach Award under the program. Ms. Lewis comes to us from Region 1. Welcome, Ms. Lewis.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Ms. Lewis, you have played an integral part in this project. Share with us some of your experiences as a reading coach.
Okay. First, I must say the experience for me was rewarding, fulfilling, knowing that I was able to make an impact on every individual in all the schools to which I was assigned. The principals were very receptive and welcoming as it relates to teachers. However, while some were accommodative, at my first introduction, others were a little hesitant. My most memorable moment, however, is working with a student, this little boy from a particular school to which I was assigned. He was reading below the pre-prima. So after my after-school program with him, he was reading at grade 1 independently and instructional at grade 2 level.
Wow, awesome.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned that the principals were more receptive, but some of the teachers were a little hesitant. How did they overcome this initial hesitance and embrace the program?
Well, I conducted workshops. I demonstrated lessons, and based on that, they bind to the program and see what it's all about. Both teachers and school leaders were open and welcomed the suggestions made or strategies that would enhance the teaching and learning process. What made it more rewarding too is going back to the schools and observing them utilizing those strategies, whether in the writing of their lesson plans, during the execution of their lessons, or otherwise.
Now, how do you think schools can continue to improve their early grade literacy levels, although the work of the reading coaches has ended?
Schools can continue to improve their early grade literacy levels through sustainability. By that I mean, ensure that they continue the use of data, for example, diagnostic testing, to inform and drive instructions, as well as monitoring tools to monitor their students' progress. They can also utilize common planning sessions within their individual schools to collaborate with colleagues and literacy specialists to strengthen their practices. Attend cluster-based workshops. Keep in touch with the literacy coaches that were assigned to their schools, as well as the literacy coordinator and specialist at the Ministry of Education. Last but not least, ensure that literacy stay alive by maintaining the use of the literacy 1-2-3.
In terms of parents, what advice do you have for parents in terms of ensuring that the strategies that the children are taught at school are reinforced at home?
We had workshops for parents. So therefore, based on what was taught at the workshop, they can utilize those strategies, ensuring that they read with their children. And they have several games, activities that they can do with their children to enhance their reading or learning development.
And what is your overall evaluation of the Reading Coaches program and its impact on early grade reading?
Okay. It was an excellent one that was needed and welcomed by all stakeholders involved. One that made tremendous impact, yielding several positive results. For example, I've seen students reading more in their spare time, thus increasing their reading levels and building their vocabulary. The teachers adopting the format of the literacy 1-2-3, resulting in differentiation of instructions to cater to the different abilities, which allowed more students' participation.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lewis. You have been listening to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. Joining us today was Ms. Antoinette Lewis, one of the outstanding reading coaches from Region 1. This feature is brought to you by the USAID in partnership with the Ministry of Education, improving early grade reading skills in 450 primary schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.